How people who see it through achieve goals. Small habits stronger than willpower. Achieving goals depends less on extreme resolve than on repeatable small actions, environment design, and the ability to recover after failure. The widely known 66 days is not an absolute rule, but an average estimate from one study, so it should be adapted to the individual and the behavior. Being among those who remain until the end can be a competitive advantage, but there is no statistical evidence that simply persisting will necessarily put you in the top 10%. Acknowledge the conditions you cannot change, but focus your resources on the smallest action you can control today. Anxiety is not evidence of laziness, and if it is not eased by taking action or interferes with daily life, you should consider professional help. A new habit is more likely to form when a clear cue and a small action are repeated in the same context, rather than through a grand resolution. Not returning after giving up is a bigger problem than missing one day, so you should establish a rule for getting back on track in advance. The attitude that creates success is less about the mental strength to push yourself and more about the ability to repeat controllable actions over a long period of time. Starting conditions and opportunities differ from person to person, and effort alone does not guarantee every outcome. However, anyone can improve the system of turning goals into specific actions and starting again even after an unsuccessful day. Three claims that need to be corrected first. Powerful motivational statements can prompt action, but to use them over the long term, we must distinguish facts from metaphors. Common claim: accurate interpretation. If you just make it to the end, you are guaranteed to be in the top 10%. The claim that 90% give up along the way is not a verified statistic that applies to every field. However, the persistence not to quit easily increases the likelihood of building skills and encountering opportunities. Blaming your environment or other people is always an excuse. Real barriers, such as discrimination, financial constraints, health issues, and caregiving responsibilities, do exist. Responsibility means focusing on controllable choices without denying those barriers. Worry is proof that you are doing nothing right now. Anxiety is not an emotion that arises only when you are not taking action. People who work diligently also experience anxiety, and anxiety disorders are health issues that cannot be explained by a lack of willpower. A habit is formed in exactly 66 days. 66 days is an average estimate reported in a particular study. The time required for a behavior to become automatic varied greatly depending on the difficulty of the behavior and the individual. The useful core of motivation is not a number or an absolute claim. It is that repeating the action you chose today again, tomorrow matters more than trying to move faster than others. The key to achieving goals is distinguishing what you can control. Ignoring external conditions is not the same as taking responsibility. Responsibility is not an attitude of blaming yourself for every problem, but one of choosing your next action within the situation you have been given. Divide your sphere of control into three categories: things you can directly control, study time, submitting applications, number of practice sessions, preparing for sleep, asking for help, things you can influence. Team cooperation, an evaluator's understanding, family support, work schedules, things you cannot control. The past, other people's prejudices, economic fluctuations, decisions already made. Allocate most of your energy to the first category and use requests, negotiation, and persuasion for the second. Prepare for risks related to the third, but do not keep holding on to them. For example, you cannot control the outcome of a hiring decision, but you can decide how many openings to apply for this week and how much time to spend revising your resume. You cannot control the difficulty of an exam, but you can decide how many questions to solve today and when to review the ones you got wrong. How to build a system that keeps you going to the end. Persistence is not the ability to endure pain unconditionally. It is the ability to turn goals into small actions, create an environment that makes those actions easier, and return quickly after an interruption. 1. Translate outcome goals into action goals. Expressions such as "I will succeed" or "I will improve my skills" provide only a direction. They do not tell you what to do today. Outcome goal: improve my English skills. Action goal: read one paragraph of an English passage at my desk at 8 p.m. on weekdays. Outcome goal, successfully change jobs. Action goal, revise one item in my career description on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Outcome goal, improve my fitness. Action goal, put on my sneakers after lunch and walk for 10 minutes. A good action goal includes when, where, what, and how much. 2. Set a minimum action. That is hard to fail. Choose an amount you can manage even on the day when your motivation is at its lowest. A minimum action is not a ceiling on performance, but a floor that preserves continuity. Read at least 2 pages instead of 30 pages, put on workout clothes, and move for 5 minutes. Instead of exercising for 1 hour, write the first sentence in the document. Instead of completing the report, listen to 5 minutes of a lecture, and write down one key point instead of finishing an entire lecture. If you can do more after starting, continue, but do not judge yourself as having failed just because you completed only the minimum action. 3. Connect the action to an existing cue. A plan to do it when I have time leaves the timing unclear. Attaching a new action to something that already happens every day creates a clear cue to begin. After pouring my morning coffee, I review 5 words at my desk. After putting down my work bag when I get home, I change into workout clothes. After finishing lunch, I save 1 job opening to apply for. 4. Change your environment. Before relying on willpower, leave the document you plan to study open on the screen the night before. Keep workout clothes and shoes in a visible place. During focused work time, turn off notifications and put your phone out of reach. Gather the necessary work files and materials in one folder. Complete in advance any login, charging, or organizing tasks that could delay your start. The purpose of environmental design is not to make bad habits impossible, but to reduce the friction involved in taking the desired action. A practical method for changing only one habit per week: if you overhaul several areas of your life at once, it becomes difficult to tell which change was effective, and fatigue increases. Use the following method to experiment with only one behavior for a week. Step 1. Choose an action that has the greatest impact on your current goal, while also being repeatable daily or regularly. Instead of describing a vague attitude such as "be more diligent," write something specific like, "start my highest priority task for 10 minutes at 9 a.m. on weekdays." Step 2. Lower the minimum standard. It should be achievable even on tiring and busy days. During the first week, focus more on learning the cue and sequence for taking action than on performance. Step 3. Track only 7 boxes. Mark whether you completed the action on a calendar or notepad. The record is not a report card for punishing yourself, but data for identifying the conditions under which taking action was easier. Step 4. Review after 1 week. Answer the following 4 questions. How many times did I actually do it? At what times and in what places was it easy to do? What most frequently prevented me from doing it? Do I need to make the action smaller or change the cue? Step 5. Maintain it before adding just 1 more. If the existing action is still unstable, do not add a new habit. Once the repetition becomes stable, slightly increase the amount or connect 1 additional action to it. Understanding the 66-day habit study accurately, a study published in 2009 by Philippa Lally and colleagues observed how automaticity changed as participants repeated self-selected behaviors related to eating, drinking, or physical activity in their daily lives. The widely known 66 days is presented as the average estimated time required for a habit to reach a stable level of automaticity. However, this result should not be interpreted as a deadline that everyone must follow. The estimated period in the study varied greatly by behavior and individual, ranging from 18 days to 254 days. Complex behaviors, or those requiring substantial effort, may take longer than simple behaviors. Missing the behavior once did not substantially derail the habit formation process. Automaticity does not mean performing an action perfectly without thinking. It means that starting the action gradually becomes easier in the same context. Therefore, it is more accurate to use 66 days not as a rule that says you must hold out until this day, but as a reference indicating that habits require a sufficient period of repetition. A practical 66-day checklist period, main task, check-in question days, 1-7 design the action, and cue to be as small and clear as possible. Is the starting point clear? Days 8-21, repeat in the same context and remove obstacles, what frequently prevents me from doing it. Days 22-42, maintain a minimum action and return rule for busy days. Did I return immediately the day after missing it? Days 43-66, check automaticity and make small adjustments to the amount. Does starting feel more natural than before? After day 66, maintain, modify, or add another habit. Is this habit actually helping me achieve my goal? If it is still difficult after 66 days, do not conclude that you lack willpower. Redesign the size of the action, the cue, the environment, and its relevance to the goal. How to handle worry and anxiety through action-taking action can help turn vague worries into concrete problem-solving. However, not all anxiety comes from a lack of action. A sequence you can use for ordinary worries, write the worry in one sentence. Separate what you can control from what you cannot. Choose one action you can start within 10 minutes. After taking action, schedule any remaining issue for a later time. Revisit thoughts that cannot be resolved during a designated worry period. For example, you can turn the thought, "I'm afraid I will fail the exam," into "at 7 p.m. today, I will solve 3 questions I previously got wrong again." A small action does not guarantee an outcome, but it helps you regain your ability to choose in the present. If anxiety persists for a long time or interferes with sleep, studies, work, or relationships, and panic symptoms or avoidance behaviors worsen, it is better not to simply endure by working harder. Seeking counseling from a mental health professional or medical institution is not an avoidance of responsibility, but an appropriate way to solve the problem. Return rules you must set to keep from giving up a perfect streak is not a realistic goal. Variables such as business trips, illness, caregiving, and deadlines can arise at any time. A person who persists is not someone who never fails, but someone who does not allow one failure to expand into a long-term interruption. Write down return rules, such as the following, in advance. If I miss one day, I return with the minimum action at the next scheduled time. If I stop for at least 2 days, I restart with half the original amount. If the same reason blocks me 3 times, I change the environment or timing instead of blaming my willpower. I do not persist with a goal that harms my health or safety. I stop or adjust it with a professional. What matters more than the number of consecutive days is the completion rate over the entire period and the speed of returning. Strong people keep going without wearing themselves down. It is difficult to move closer to your goals simply by waiting for the world to change first. At the same time, there is no need to make individuals responsible for every obstacle. A stronger attitude is to see real constraints accurately, make use of help and resources, and repeat the actions you can control today. Grand resolutions stir emotions, but small habits accumulate results. What you need to do today is not make a declaration that will change your entire life. It is to choose one action you can take now and end today in a state that makes it easy to do it again tomorrow.